All right, here we go. You like this part, don't you?
Oh, shit. I might have to go listen to this.
Uh-oh, hold on.
You can listen to it. Hold on.
Podcast, this podcast is starting and it could be ending like right now.
This is a page for Winnetik Ambulance and Winnetik First Responders in the Decorah area for an 85-year-old male.
No, just reel that sucker out. That's no big deal.
That's not a rescue.
Yeah, that's not extraction. Well, it could be.
No, I mean, they would have said we need... cut somebody out or lift somebody out of a house or something like that. That's not what it is.
Hey, this is podcast number, Chewy's Lawn Chair number 39. That was Spinner getting called once again to go to work. The gag works more than anybody I know.
Volunteer. Get called a volunteer.
And the volunteer Decorah Fire Department volunteers work. Jesus. How many calls get a week you think you guys get?
Lately it's been, we have not had a lot since we had that ice storm. We had a few crashes, still not a whole lot, but like 2 years ago when I just moved back,
even last summer was crazy.
Yeah. We had a lot of, grass fires.
But last summer you were on everything. Last summer you were like, you would stop by here and you were gone 5 minutes after you showed up for something or when I, by the time I got down here, you were already on your third call of the day. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, just Decorah Fire Rescue. So, like, if there's a gas leak or, you know, a car crash or a brush fire or, yeah. But we had a big one at the church where the CO2 alarms are going off. And turns out somebody was working on the furnace and didn't hook the exhaust back up right. And it filled the church full of CO2. Uh-huh. And, we get called for all that stuff. So, yeah.
All right. So, tonight's podcast is actually about biking. Hey. Actually, you're riding a bike. I'm still barely riding a bike.
I saw you riding a bike on my way to the bar. It's the only time I've seen you ride out of the bar.
Fuck, I know. It's been, I didn't touch on it very much, but it's been a fucking rough winter. When your team, like, I think it was on this or someplace else, is it when your team is 3-22, it's a long fucking winter.
Yeah.
Not for us. I feel bad for the kids. I can throw blame around to everybody, but it's just been, it's actually nice to get away from it now. Not that I want to get away from the kids. I just don't want to coach right now. And going back to mountain biking and building and doing trails is cool. So tonight what we're going to talk about is the two races you've done, Sweaty Yeti and Fat Bike Berkey, yeah. Which I bailed on at the last minute on you because I felt I should stick around and help out with the Carlson project that we talked about in the last podcast. I helped out with building the bin. And now you just showed me the video and I was like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Fat Bike Berkey is a lot of fun. Well, and kind of like you said too, like we didn't build a lot of trail last year and I just walked the Palisades loop where we're going to build some classic handmade single track, which I'm really looking forward to, and just getting out in the woods and, you know, building trail again. That's going to be awesome.
It's funny because when we were at the last Park Burn meeting, the DHTP meeting, and all the trails they were talking about fixing were at Palisades. And it's like, God, you know, that was like our first big time benching and switchbacks. Like that was like where we figured out switchbacks. And the cool thing was we were figuring out switchbacks in amongst road that were doing the same thing. So it was a very weird spot. And it's still to this day, as far as I'm concerned, it's not, the trails that are there are very cool. I hate them.
Yeah.
They're really hard to ride.
They are.
But the thing about it is that's built in an area that I don't think anybody else would have bothered to even try to build a trail.
No, it's a lot of rock.
It is.
It's cool at the top, but it's a long ways to the top. Yeah. Just like everything else around.
Dead Pet is a boltload of fun in the winter when it's frozen. Yeah. In the summer, it sucks because all the little slate rocks just slide all over the place on you.
And there's roots and it's mossy. And
yeah.
Yeah. And it's somehow it's wet. I don't know. Parts of it are wet.
I there's springs that run out of the hill. And I know they're talking about fixing one of them at the bottom. But the one that kicked my ass was, I was probably, I don't know, 2/3 of the way up. And I hit that... I don't know how to describe it. I know where I was at on the trail, but I don't know how to, which part of the trail it's designated at. But I was going south, and everything I was cutting up, I was drenched by the time I was weed whacking. Just to clear out a path so you could see where you're going. Just 2 feet on each side. And whenever those weird plants I was knocking down were just soaked in water. And as soon as I knocked them down, it turned into a river running across the trail. Yeah. It was the weirdest thing ever. And I went back up 2 weeks later, and it was still damp, but it was like it almost like the ground could now suck up the water instead of these plants taking everything away. It was interesting. It's a cool place.
It is cool. It's kind of always just humid. It's like rainforesty a little
bit. That's great way to describe it. Yes, it is. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't get direct sun, but it's not in the shade there. Plus, I guess it kind of is. I don't know. It doesn't get sun until late in the day.
But we've got what, 3 projects up there this year?
Yeah. Yeah. And I looked at a new line too, where there's some cool rock formations that we can ride around. You know, it's obvious that, you know, again, how long ago was that trail built? I think I was here, 2003.
Yeah, 2004. That sounds about right. That was, I mean, Palisades for years and years and years was nothing more than riding the paved trail all the way to the top. And then once you got to the top of it, you did all the trails that went back down and eventually went through Captain's.
Lee's Loop. We Lee's built that Loop. Later.
Yeah, Lee's Loop. And then, well, remember there was that weird bridge we used to use in the time trail that like went over to some private property?
Yeah.
That was off kilter of the whole. Yeah. And, you know, and so that was, so really all the trails we built to get up there now were added much later on. And they're a lot of work. I mean, it's hard riding. It's hard to maintain them. I would think if you were going to designated area not to build just for cost reasons, but that's probably one we would stay out of. But
yeah,
people go over there and they like the workout. They like to ride it. It's technical. It's hard. It's slow.
Well, if I ride Palisades, that's usually I go up and down and then I'm done. Like if I'm going to ride anything else, I'll ride River Trail. I'll do some of the Luge and Ice Cave and Van Peenen. I'll put some things together. But if I hit Palisades, it's close to everything, but it's enough of a workout in one ride. You're like, if I can do that whole thing, then I'm just going home.
If you're going all the way to the top of the road and then turn around and coming back instead of going down through the woods.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And going down toward, what's the little thing that Gary built down below? The little that little extra loop on the side there. That's kind of cool. It's kind of fun to ride that they got mad at him about.
Oh, that was a shocking thing. The log jam?
No, that was GT. That was Gary that built that, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's hard to say.
Jackie did log jam, I know, but I think there's a different thing you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyway, so the first race you did was
Sweaty Eddie.
And in Minnesota, because maybe one person that listens from outside of the state, Wisconsin, Minnesota, both, we've had no snow. We haven't had snow really since early January. I mean, it's been gone down here forever.
I want to say, I thought we had a snow in February, but it was gone the next day.
Yeah. We got 4 inches down here. You guys actually got more snow here than we did up in Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was gone. Like next day was 70 degrees or something like that.
Yeah. We've had 2 days of 70 down here now this time of year.
That's ridiculous.
This is like, I had something pop up on Facebook about the last time around Pugsley World Championship. And I think that day, this year, it was in the upper 60s.
Wow.
Where back then, I don't know if you remember it. It was probably the last one we did where we started in Death Valley. And by mid-afternoon, you couldn't ride. It was on the south-facing side because everything was melting.
Yeah.
So we had snow on the whole thing, but it was melting away bad enough to the point where people side were coming in actually muddy and couldn't do the climbs anymore because there was zero traction.
Yeah. And that's what Sweaty Eddie was like. There was snow in some spots, but not many. They did a looped, smaller loop. I think I did 5 laps on the Big Fat Dummy just because that was the only bike that had air in the tires.
Well, that big frame and everything, you probably had better traction than other guys.
I climbed everything. As long as I kept my ass in the seat, their weights in the back.
Did they do the loop? They do the lower part where it kind of goes through the swampy area? Or do they have to cut that out?
So they did it pretty much backwards this year. So you used to go out in that route and then and you came down Bear's Den, which was that like cool swoopy up the hill.
Yeah. Yep.
So you climb up that swoopy thing this year.
I don't know if I'd like that.
It was different. They put in a new trail that I think hadn't been used before. And I think my first lap was, you know, they did a shotgun start, whatever. My first lap was probably 27 minutes. My second lap was 25 minutes. So they're pretty short laps.
Okay. Yeah. So if anybody doesn't know, Levis Mountain is an awesome place in the dead center of Wisconsin.
I don't know how Black River Falls.
Yeah. It's 50 miles north of Black River Falls. I don't know how many miles of trails there are out there, but the guy that maintains it, Steve is, and that crew, I'm not going to give him all the credit, but he deserves a ton of it, but it's a fantastic place. It's, I think originally it was primarily for cross country skiing, right?
Well, there's still a lot of cross country ski trails there. Yeah. Bruce Mound is like a skiing mound that's not too far away. I guess I don't know what the initial, they do a lot of logging up there. I don't know how many acres they have, but it's a lot.
It's huge. And it's great. It's a great place to ride and camp. Camping is primitive, but at the same time, it's a fantastic place to go stay.
Yeah.
They've got a nice little chalet that's got a shower in it. And if you want to cook inside, it's got a nice little.
Yeah. They always wrap it up. They have like a soup, potluck type of thing. Yeah. And there's always elk chili that's really good.
Was the pizza truck, fire truck there?
No, they didn't have that.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. That was good.
I don't know if they had 100 of those leopard print hats, and I wonder if they gave them all away. I don't know if they had 100 people. It had to be close.
Hmm.
But electronic timing, I mean, it's always fun. They give away a shit ton of beer.
Yeah.
A lot of beer. Sand Creek, yep.
They
had the kegs there. They brought their Reg Bry Bus. I think it's Reg Bry Bus. Wild Ride IPA. It looks like a Reg Bry Bus.
I've seen the bus. Yeah, I don't know. So it's all local, and it was fun. And I haven't been up there for a couple of years. For me, it's always right at the end of the hockey season. So sometimes I can make it, sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could make it more often, because the four or five times I've been up there, we've had such a good time.
Yeah, it's always fun.
And the riding is insane. I mean, this is a place that we go back. So it's about a 2-hour drive, no matter from Rochester or from here. Going there in the summer, we don't go there enough. And it's fun. There's some incredibly technical downhills.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very fun, slopey stuff. And it's maintained by the local people that just love their area, it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. And, there is a trail fee, but you can get a summer-long trail pass. What was I just going to say along with the event? Shit. Oh, it'll come back to me. But
well, and this is the only event they run there.
No, they do a few. So there's a Buzzard Busser. Oh, and here's a special announcement. September 21st, Gnome Fest 20-year reunion. / Single Speed Wisconsin is going to be on the same date.
Are they doing them together?
They are.
I don't like it.
I don't like that either.
No.
But,
it's like mixing chocolate and strawberries. No, it's not going to work.
That's what I was going to say about the Sweaty Yeti and the way that they run it. And I mean, it's a Le Mans start. You set your bikes up and you go running around the thing. And then you can have elite riders and casual riders and teams and everything in the same course. It's big enough where you can split out, and everybody's got kind of the attitude that if somebody's coming up behind you, you get out of the way. You know, it's that whole don't be a dick mentality. So if somebody is there to win it, they can have a really good day. I think the winner got 9 laps in. Maybe the top two got 9 laps in, and third place got 8 laps, something like that.
Gosh, that's dumb, because I can remember they were doing near 20 laps on a good
– at the Yeti?
Yeah, when it was a short course the last time I did it. I think the winning team was near 20 laps.
Oh wow!
But it was hard and ice packed.
Okay.
So you were fast. Like I remember doing that lower section. I always feel like it's a swamp. I don't remember what they call it.
Snodgrass.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But it was kind of funny because I was on my single speed Pugsley, and the leaders caught me. So obviously I'm behind the pack, and they're like going, no, keep going. You've got a pace in here that we haven't figured out. Just go. So we cruised through that. That was like the only place I could ride decent. And it was fast and it was fun. And it's a very casual, it's a hard ass race, but everybody's casual about it. Like their guys are going, we just caught you, but you know what? We like your track. So let's just follow you for a little bit. Uh-huh. And you're like, I think it was 4 of them that were following me. It was kind of funny actually.
Yeah. There's always the Bloody Mary bar. JP always brings that.
Was he there?
Yep.
Oh God dang, I missed him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so that one's fun. And again, like they say, all the races that they put on there are to benefit the area.
Yeah.
That's huge to think about that they put on races and I don't think they overcharge either. I don't think their prices are horrible.
I can't remember what it was. It wasn't much. I wasn't going to register because I had a fire training that morning, but then I messed up my dates and missed the training. So testing, I should say. And so, I was able to make it. And I don't know, 40 some bucks for, you get a lot of free beer and you get a lot of, soup and
there. Oh yeah, they do like a chili contest, and there's always a bunch of everybody brings chili up there. It's fun, and we've done everything. You've always bring your camper up there, but I've slept in my van, slept in my camper,
in the chalet. Probably.
Slept in the chalet a couple times. Mm-hmm. You just throw your bunk in the corner and you sleep with 30, 40 other people. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody slept in there tonight because we had a huge fire. And did you see some of the snaps? Somebody made a sweaty Yeti fire ring.
So yes.
It was burning through.
Yeah.
And we.
I think I saw a picture of Dave Lunds. Dave Lunds and Chad
Wilson.
Yeah. Sleeping around the fire.
and Colin always is sleeping around the fire.
Yeah. 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 Well, no. That one year was 50. I mean, it was weird because it was 50 degrees and so everything was kind of mucky, except for our fire was so big that within 3-4 feet of the fire ring, the ground was actually dirt. And dry. Mm-hmm. So that's where those clowns slept. And you slept in the snowbank.
Yeah.
Well, you had been okay until you started puking and then got thrown out of the camper.
That makes sense.
I think that was the year I slept in the van.
It brings a lot of good people from Minneapolis. And like Jeff Scanlon was there from Milwaukee, Kevin Burr, Kelsey, Madison Crew was up. And just brings the people from all over the place.
Well, and if anybody's local and looking for a place, fun place to go ride and to go do cool shit, it's a great place to go stay. It's like I said, primitive camping.
But, Hatfield's not too far away. And some people just stay. There's like the Arbutus Motel, the Mug.
Yep.
That's where we had the roller skating after Single Speed Wisconsin 2015.
Yeah.
That's out. Somebody else bought it. I think it's like the Lake Lounge or something like that.
Well, roller skating rink is closed, I think.
It's somebody else bought it.
Oh, they did? They opened it back up?
Yeah, it's like Lakewood's Lounge or something like that.
And then, what was the supper club you used to go to?
Not the Wildcat. Speakeasy.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was fun. And great times up there. And the people love... They're very appreciative of everybody coming up there. And so the weird thing is there is a lake right in Hatfield.
Yeah, Lake Arbutus.
Yeah, and so there's the lake boating people, and then there's this goofy group that goes over and ride mountain bikes and looking for cheap stuff. And so I could be wrong, but they just seem to like us a little bit better because we're not going to spend a lot of money, but we're also like a lot of fun to hang out with.
I think we do spend a lot of money. Like I don't bring a lot. I'll bring Toppling Goliath beer up there. As I'm going to give it away, just because it's local to us. And that's one thing that Steve started, I think, when NoFest, the beer pool. This is a swimming pool full of ice. And
yeah, that's a
local brewery thing up
there. That's a Wisconsin or Winona thing. Winona guys started that for their time trials and when they used to do the Wildwood Climb.
Oh.
It was like two tubs and your entry fee was $20 and a six pack of beer.
Yeah.
And then everybody just zoom in and you just grab what you want. It was a great, they loved it because there's always beer left over and you get to take it home.
That's good too. Yeah. Oh, there's so much, like at Sand Creek, I don't know how much beer they donate, but everybody got a four pack. I got a four pack of mulberry or I don't know, some sort of berry scotch ale.
Oh, was, really?
Like, super high alcohol. I had one.
Well, if it's a scotch ale, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a berry flavored. It's kind of a weird, I don't know. But and the winner of the individual solo race came up, and Steve's like, and this guy, and he's like handing him a four pack, and he's like, I can't. And he's like, oh, come on. And he's like, I'm not 21. We're like, oh, I'll help you out.
where's my dad?
Yeah. No, it's cool. I don't know if anybody's slept in the chalet this time. But everybody was hung out around the fire. We did marshmallows. The drinkards from Duluth were there. I don't know. It's always just a great event.
No, it's
You okay there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just answering 8,000 texts again. Sorry. Okay, so that was cool. So 2 weeks later, now you did Berkey.
Yeah. I'm trying after.
I'm trying to keep this on tack here.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now, I went with you guys Berkey 2 years ago, and I was kind of pissed off because again I wind up being this weird spot with hockey that I could have a game that weekend or I might have to work the games that weekend depending on how our team does. So I can never sign up, which I think of the two, I don't know. I kind of want to do the Berkey. I want to ride that course.
You want to do the full one?
Yeah. I mean, I just think I want to do that because I ride Levis all the time. Mm-hmm. So Berkey is interesting to me. And then, and hopefully Greg can put up the video that you have of it or else you can just go to.
I don't know. I can send it. It's this 2024 Berkey highlights.
Yeah. If nothing else, go to that and watch it. And it's so cool because. Well, go ahead.
It reminds me of Mario Kart when you're like racing on the snow road, whatever, and your road's just floating in space. That's what it looked like because it was grass and both sides and everything was melted except for the snow road that was just packed down. And it's a ribbon of snow through like the golf course and a lot of the woods. We climbed, the tower, or what's it called? Powerline climb, whatever. That didn't have snow on it. But again, it's, you know, where there's north-facing and south-facing hills. And I think it was It was positive 18 degrees at the start.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But like 2 years ago, they pushed it back because it was below zero at the start. So we started later. This year, they did a three-lap course, because it's usually an out to 00 and back. They made a three-lap course, and they had the short fat and a fun fat go first. It's one loop or like half of a loop. And then the main Berkey was three full laps.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
So, and it was definitely, we started at 10 o'clock, which was probably in the high 20s when we started. And it had to be 40, 45 when we got done.
Oh, it just started to make it iffy.
Yeah.
Although it was down at 18, it stays for a while.
Yeah. So the snow was nice and good and hard for a while. Yeah. And then when you're in the woods, the snow that was in the woods, you know, that was fine. But,
right.
You know, once you got out into like the golf course, kind of to the start and the finish, the sun was really hitting it. And you can definitely feel, you know, those south-facing slopes where the sun was really getting to it.
That's weird because... Sorry.
You're like a teenager looking at your phone.
I know, I'm working my ass off here. There's too much shit going on.
Yeah. They did a really good job. I'm glad they pulled it off. You know, there's a lot of people that were, I'm sure... hesitant to register. Numbers were down. I think I heard 750-800 registered this year compared to what it's been in the past.
When you and I stayed with Greg and those guys, what do you think it was then? Did they limit to 1,000?
No. I want to say 1,200, 1,500.
Okay. I don't know. I remember when I tried to sign up, they wouldn't let me. A little bit of that was maybe not so much that they've peaked on numbers, but it was more like the registration and the timekeeping and stuff. They couldn't sign me up that late.
Yeah.
So, and I understand it. I tried to sneak out of the course and got yelled at.
They're pretty much on top of things up there.
This is their livelihood when you think about it.
Yeah. That's where they get their money. They get a lot of their money from the Berkemeyer ski race the week before, which, you know, when they can pull, if they don't pull that off, that is hard on
sure.
them.
Sure. You know, well, I mean, you think about, so I mean, they're kind of living on Schwamigan 40, the Berkey. Fat Lake Berkey. I mean, they're living on 3-4 events.
Yeah.
They do other stuff too, don't get me wrong. There's always something going on.
Oh, Hayward has the Lumberjack.
Right.
National World Championships, which I would like to go up there and ride bikes when that's going on. I just want to see that.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be fun. So if you want to take a summer trip, O'Gara and I talked about this last year because we're going to go down to Bentonville in July. Like, yep. If we're doing a summer trip, we're going fucking north. We're not going where it's hotter.
Let's go as hotter and more humid. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a great weekend. I got a little Airbnb in Sealy. So a short ride to the Sawmill Saloon that was dog friendly on a cool little frozen lake. So my dogs had to come up and stay up there with me too. That was the coolest part. And then... Yeah.
So the question is then, so that was fun. So just because we're getting short of time here, I'm trying to stay on task. Okay. Are you at all interested in going to New England?
Oh, single speed was, I guess.
Single speed. I'm trying to say, like, I haven't seen anything about single speed USA.
Yeah, that's true.
All the bullshit we put up with last year in Kansas City, I've seen nothing. And I'm not trying to bitch at anybody. Maybe it's going to come up and maybe it's not, but it should have been up by now. But that being said, New England, the guys that ran single speed USA, New England, well, actually they ran it in Maine.
They ran Maine.
In 2 years ago?
Well, that's where, before we brought it to Iowa.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, maybe. Anyway, they're putting on single speed New England. They are so, not even just single speed racing, just mountain bike racing in general on the East Coast, up in the upper East Coast areas, they're dialed in.
Yeah.
They've got a couple guys that are building trails and understand what they're doing and they're running. It's fantastic. So I'm interested in going to that one.
I am too.
I want to go to Single Speed USA also. I don't know when it's going to be. I think it's going to be in Colorado. I think it's going to be at Grand Junction.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. I mean, I've only rode Grand Junction a little bit.
Okay.
And the concern of everybody that wasn't there that rides Grand Junction is like, you know, you can get people way out there and we get drunk and they're going to try to get back and there's no shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts and there's no shade. I rode a Grand Junction a lot of times.
Oh, have you? Okay. Yeah. So you understand what it's like too. So it's a concern to people and maybe Maddie's got it figured out. I don't know. Yeah. And that's awesome. But I
heard Crested Butte. Maybe it's not Crested Butte. I thought that's where Whitman lived. But well, again, nothing's been.
today could be there. Whitman could be living. the guy is kind of living the dream. It's like, fuck, I don't want to live here. I want to go here. Oh, there's a bike shop. Oh, I can work there. Oh, good. And then it's like, I put a couple events and move on. It's like, fuck, I'm going to move here. It, like, I can keep track of the guy.
Yeah.
He's an awesome kid. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy to death, but he's like, yeah, do it right. So anyway, there's other things coming up. We've got the Conquer Race in Osage.
Is that May Day or whatever?
Yep. Matahe, May, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, Derek didn't make it up to Sweaty Eddie, that. But Joe was there. And he got a sweet clunker. He got one of Shell Winnie's clunkers.
Really? I'm going to buy
Chell, it. Sell? I don't know how you say it.
Yeah, sell. Yeah. No, fucking this Tyler Anderson. Fuck him. It's Tyler Anderson. I know the guy.
Zimmerman. Because his mom was my math teacher in high school.
He's from Albert Lea. But don't get me wrong. He's got a clunker I want bad. But I ride like shit. And you think I should spend $3,200 on a clunker?
Yeah.
It's either that or I should give the money to my kids, right?
Well, that, I mean, that. It looks cool. It looks really cool, but there's so much take up in the pedal. What do you call that? When before the engagement?
Oh yeah, happens? The engagement. Yeah, it's not. But he uses good stuff. Like
yeah.
It's just the Pauls aren't tight because those guys carry. They ride West Coast stuff to the point where they carry Crescent wrenches and other wrenches, and they fucking repack the fucking in grease and they repack their brakes so they get down to the bottom of the hill.
Well, remember, because last time we wrote, was it Bellingham? What was it?
Ben. Bellingham was where we
Bellingham, did it. Bellevue or Bellingham?
Bellingham, yeah.
Yeah, when we took that shortcut down the mountain, mm-hmm. and we got to the bottom, and their hubs were smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, they had to.
Well, that's why when you buy one of Seal's bikes, it has a fin on it.
His do, yes.
And I think the fins help, but they don't save it. Mm-hmm. You're still, And none of those guys have front brakes. Like guys that will cheat a little bit, like they'll go out there, they'll throw a front disc brake on.
Yeah.
Just to save the rear wheel from dying on them as they're going down the hill, which makes total sense to me. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
So we've got stuff to do this summer. I don't know. I'm gonna coach through April and then I'm done.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Forever?
No, I'll probably do high school, but I seriously don't think I'm gonna do USA Hockey anymore. I don't mind spending my own money, but when I put more miles on my truck to go to practices and games and hotels and everything else that I did, and I got reimbursed for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they're charging these kids a ton. I don't keep track of all that kind of stuff. It's kind of the stuff I try to stay out of, but like next year, if I were to do it again, I'm stuck with a different group of kids. So I'm doing a younger group. So I have to go to Duluth and they're going to reimburse me $150 a night for my hotel. Mm-hmm. Cheapest hotel in fucking Duluth is 300. Oof. We looked at an Airbnb. You and I talked about this last night. The Airbnb we're looking at for two nights with taxes and mandatory fees is $850 for two nights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we're getting 300 back. Yeah. I'm like, I love you kids, but I'm not spending $550 to spend 2 days with you. Sorry.
Yeah. You better be having a lot of fun. If
yeah.
You're
spending we went to Alexandria last fall. I brought my camper up there. Mm-hmm. We stayed at the gun range actually. Ooh. And it was okay. Shannon loved the showers up there and it was an okay setup. It was fine. But at the same time, it's like, seriously? It's so, yeah. So I think my lack of income and my, I think I want to go do biking stuff instead.
Yeah.
And there's tons.
You're supposed to be retired, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't happen, but there's tons of stuff coming up. I mean, we've only touched the surface. Like just for us here in the Midwest, Osage has got a ton of stuff going on. Wisconsin's always has something going on. Iowa in general, our high school season is getting bigger and more races. So we're going to host more here in Decorah. Mm-hmm.
I like to do more Milwaukee shit. They got, what's the 10 years?
By the way, April 2nd, you going over?
April 2nd.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. We talked about that last night a little bit.
Did we?
Yeah.
Can you remember? Can you remember everything?
It's a Tuesday.
It was last podcast. It's not Tuesday. It was like next day. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, but I agree.
Well,
what
is the plan? Is there going to be a party? Is there just...
There's a party on Tuesday evening. Okay. So whenever you want to go over, we can go over.
Okay. Well, we need to go over Tuesday during the day. We won't be back until
Wednesday I think my problem is I might have to coach Wednesday evening, so I might have to come back like at a decent time on Wednesday.
Well, I usually got fire drill on Wednesday, too.
Yeah, so we have to be back at decent time. But that'll be fun. It's a Tuesday night. Yeah, it's... The bike scene in Milwaukee is fun. I think the same thing is going up in Minneapolis. They're just quieter about it. Pat Mersch is coming up from Drunk Cyclist is coming up on the 23rd and 24th.
Jesus, you just outed him again.
Yep. Oh, yeah, fuck, I did. Nope, but he's going to be up on the 23rd and 24th. So if you want to go to cities for a stupid night of riding, doing urban shit.
Has he got a plan or is he just
no, dart at a map? No, he's like, hey, where should we go? Where should I stay? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like doing stuff with Sven and everybody else. And I was like, and then Turner shows up out here and all of a sudden I'm like, oh fuck, I got nothing set up. And he's like texting me, where are we staying? Where are we going? What are we gonna do? What's the bike friendly place to go? Because he's bringing his bike with him.
Okay.
He's gonna ride Saturday and Sunday, and then he works Monday and Tuesday, and then he has to go back to Tempe.
Do we have any Minneapolis friendlies anymore?
We do. I think I'm trying to, our biggest focus is going to be, we're going to try to find a place to stay. And then, so even if he's working in Denver Grove Heights, so he's on the south end of the cities, but that's not a place where it is bike friendly or it isn't, because I don't ride there, but 15 minutes into town is way more bike friendly and way more eclectic places to go hang out.
That, remember that cabin? There's like a cabin in the middle of Minneapolis that a bike guy had for a while. This place.
Girl's Place?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's Girl's Place.
It's for sale again.
I know it.
Okay.
And I'm a titty.
Don't want to buy that. You
want to, no, you don't.
No?
No.
17th Ave, South Minneapolis. Yeah, what's the place to live?
No, it's not a bad place. And it is like the most friendly, bike-friendly area in that part of town to be in.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have a garage. You're still living in Minnesota.
It's got a weird ass backyard.
You're going to have to rent. You're going to have to go about 10 blocks away to Gino's bike shop, one-on-one bike shop, uh-huh, and store your shit there because you don't have enough room to store a third of the stuff you have.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to live in Minnesota ever. I would never live in Minneapolis. It's a land of 10,000 laws.
I know. You know what? And be retired. Uh-huh. And look at what you're paying in taxes.
Oh.
It's fucking stupid. Yeah. So yeah, I get it. But it's a cool house. I've been there. I helped my interview with him just before he moved. We sat on his front porch and that really cool fucking barber chair is still sitting on the front porch of that place. I kind of want the barber chair, but I don't know where it would go.
You have enough barber chairs.
No, I have salon chairs. Barber chairs are totally different.
Oh, whoops.
I could start a whole new.
Don't you fucking put one in my house.
Again? Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, but you want one of those, after as much fun as we had in the garage out here, you want one of those chairs.
Yeah.
All right. We're at 35 minutes. This is probably the best we've ever done being on time. So
sober as we've been in a long
time. Yeah, no shit. All right. We are out of here. Thanks, man. Thanks for the information. Thanks for actually going to races.
I go to races. I'm
good. I think my hip is good enough that I can go ride and ride fairly quickly.
Is there anything coming up in Rochester? Swirly? Did that already happen?
Swirly's going to... Swirly this weekend? No, it was last weekend. And actually, they did it out of Preston.
Oh.
They've all turned into gravel road nerds.
Oh. It's Kayla. Fucking Kayla's rubbing off on him.
No, this is Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all Jeremy's thing. It's him and Brad are... the cool thing is him and Brad have gotten really big into bikepacking and stuff. And they've set
That's cool.
And they've set up some kind of cool little adventures.
There's a group down here called Coffee and Decor where they ride their bikes and just do coffee twice a month.
Were you ever involved with this? I think you moved out of Rochester. So Jeremy and I, James, George, the usual TNR group,
yeah.
We would go Sunday mornings. We would go out and make a fire and make coffee in the fire.
That'd be cool.
That was fun. We did that a bunch of Sundays, and then we started getting dirty looks. So we started we're like out by Mailwood, but we're like a little bonfire going on. We're making coffee, and people are like, vagrants, get out of here.
You guys probably did look homeless. Probably.
James's beard's down to his belly, and yeah, he probably did look like
he shaved that when I left. He got it. He's probably got it back.
Oh, it's back. Yeah, yeah. It's back. Yeah. All right. Again, okay. We're out of here. Thanks, man. I will. Two, we got two. We should probably do another one next week.
Sure.
Make
we got two in the can. We're way ahead for once.
Yeah, but we probably should get five more in the can quickly.
Catch up, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Maybe.
Nope.
No.
Here's quiet for nothing. That's a start.
There we go.
That's a start music.
Loud, sorry. I don't like this new setup.
It's only a year old.
I can't stop it in the middle anymore. I want to go right to the end where his ending is fantastic.
The ending is good. Oh, you can't skip to the end?
No, I can't stop it and go and start it again. Yeah, it repeats. Yeah.
Or maybe you start it sooner.
Oh, yeah, by the way, get ready to start doing the video on this now, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Start doing my hair.
I'm trying to talk until we get to the good part.
That's what you should do. You should start it way sooner, and then we wind into it like this.
Oh, I never thought about that. Oh, we're getting so good at this. Now that we've done two night to night, we're like so expert at this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Here comes.
Oh, we need to talk about Greg being a dick.
Well, Greg's always a dick. So that's just an automatic.
Well, we had Decora Boy playing. Well, I guess he's not Decora, but he was at Mike McAbee's show being like, hey, what the
Oh,
fuck?
Yeah, bitching about that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, buy him a drink. He's like, he drinks top shelf. I'm like, fuck you, buy it.
This is maybe the best way to end this. Yeah. All right, we're out.